just think we just had a session of the legislature here to raise the teacher's pay. And I heard some fellow say on that thing, he said, I don't mind giving the teacher a $1,500 a year raise. He said, but are we getting a $1,500 better teacher? Now you think that's a reasonable expectation?
Well, teachers ain't had a raise in 5 years.
Doesn't make any difference whether they had or didn't have it. How do you think I make mine then? I don't have anybody come in and say, I'm going to take it away from the taxpayers and give it to you. Are we getting a $1,500 better teacher? If I was working for you, the only reason you give me a raise is because I did a better job than I was doing last year. Is that right?
I agree with you.
So we have a right to expect from our public officials, when they get more money, to give more for what they get.
When you raised it from the farm, can you tell me about some of the buildings you might have had around the farm?
Well, we had normal things. You had a barn to keep your animals in. You had a crib to keep your corn, your feed and stuff for the animals.
Yeah. What about where you would store oats or grain of sorts?
We didn't have oats. No oats to raise here. If you had oats, it was fed as a hay. Everything in the same thing. You had barns for that.
Yes.
Loft up over there. Things. Your animals keep them out of the weather in the wintertime in the bottom, and your grain up there, and you had cribs where you put your corn in. And
what would you call outdoor toilets?
Well, there's a little trap house out there in the back of your show. These boys don't know anything about that, see. Maybe it's doing some good if they had to get up there in Georgia where it gets down to zero and
use the Sears robot.
This man, yesterday and Thursday, in this thing out there, another thing, he says that the country boy went to town. And he was looking for a job, and that boy's name was Hick. So he went to town, and he finally had an interview with a banker. The banker's name was Mr. Collins. So they had an interview, and finally they got through with it. The banker was going to show him to the door, so he was walking down the corridor, and he got nearly to the door. He looked at him and said, young man, he said, do you know what we do with Hicks in this town? He said, no, sir, but I know what we do with cars in the country. So, I mean, there's a hell of a lot of things, but these things are true, that the young people today don't know. You were asking me about things that you're trying to find out that you don't know a damn thing about because you haven't had an opportunity.
Yes.
And you might be better off had you had an opportunity to do what your father or your grandfather did. I don't think it hurt them. They were pretty respected people in the community, weren't they?
Hope so.
They could go to the bank and borrow $15 or $20 or $30 without a mortgage in their farm or anything like that. Today you better not do it because Brett Lance would be out there and have your hog swaggered.
Was there a room where you store canned goods or?
No, we didn't have canned goods. We put it in mason jars, but we had a pantry, yeah.
Now, your mother would do all the, what you do around the house?
Well, do just normal housework. And you had nigger women come in there and do some of the menial jobs and so forth. We were just doing